USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing Wednesday that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion already allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona also said Wednesday that it's unlikely that the department will make vaccinations for teachers mandatory for reopening. And Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block a piece of the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of $350 billion allocated for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying Congress does not have the authority to put those kinds of conditions on funding. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.